When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour. The morning shift is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. All right, up next for the Falcons is the Vikings, who have won 5 games straight. Atlanta trying to get off a 3-game slide. That includes coming out of the bye week, having lost the previous two, and then dropping their game this past Sunday to the Los Angeles Chargers. So turnovers were an issue in that game. And not putting it all on Kirk Cousins. I know we discussed some, maybe there was miscommunication. There could be things like that. But he had 4 for the day. And now you're going up against this Vikings defense. That, Bo, did you say, where are they ranked with turnovers in the league?
Their turnover margin, they're tied for 2nd. But they are the, they're ranked 1st in interceptions with 18.
And then they're... guy on their team, Byron Murphy, the guy on their team, their corner. Couldn't find the
some
words.
Dude.
Some dude. some jag. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Is tied for 3rd in the league with 5 interceptions.
Yeah. That's listen. I keep going back through these rankings, and obviously watched a little bit of film this morning and a little bit yesterday, and I keep going back through all this and kind of just imagining to myself what I would want to run against what Brian Flores and the Vikings do. And the answer to me is screen games and draws. And it's just two things we don't do. We don't really run draws. We run draw action. We don't really use it with pass sets. I think they've done it a couple times the last couple weeks. And we don't run screens very well. We tried 10 times against Denver and could not successfully get a screen to go for more than 5 yards. I thought, honestly, that we'd see that more coming off the bye week. But it seems like they almost – abandon it, you know, altogether in terms of the screen game. So I don't know. It's one of those things where a lot of guys walk up the line of scrimmage, but also drop into coverage, especially when they're safeties and they have to drop deep. One of the best things you can do is show draw, right? So it looks like you're passing the ball. The safety turns around, turns his head, tries to get to the deep third, and you hand the ball off the running back, and he can kind of follow the safety up. But we don't do that much. We are a straight-up team that runs wide zone and passes from the pocket.
Is this one of those games, though, let's just eliminate screen because we don't run it very well. We've talked about that. And they're going to be with – it feels like their defense has a lot of moving parts, whether guys are coming or guys are dropping into spaces. Is this one of those games where it's the ultimate take what the defense gives you and just dink and dunk them and take Bijan out there and let Bijan just, you know, get a spoon and start feeding –
For sure. It went straight Zeke Elliott over there.
Well, that's actually Sean Weatherspoon did that first.
Well, yeah, that's because his name was Spoon.
I know, but he did it first. He used to take it out of his pants, like the imaginary spoon.
I remember seeing guys do that in college.
Okay.
Spoon started it. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen, I love Spoon. I hope he started. I think that it's take what the defense gives you, but the problem with what you're saying – and you guys know this as well as I do, and you just heard Raheem refer to him as B-Flo. You have to diagnose what they're giving you. You're not sure. He does such a good job. You're not sure what the defense is giving you. When there's 8 guys walking the line of scrimmage, who's coming, who's not coming, right? Are there 2 coming off the right? Is there 1 coming off each side? Are there 2 coming up the middle? And if Bijan is actually the guy that has to deal with that, or who you're trying to get the ball out to, which way is he going? Is he in blitz pickup? Is he going to the right side? So, yeah, I definitely think take what the defense gives you, but you got to decide very, very quickly what the defense is giving you, and that's where a guy like Jonathan Greenard comes in and has 10 sacks. You also have to worry about that going up against Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews all day.
Thank you, because it's something that was on my mind. One of y'all was talking about their defense, and I started looking, and Jonathan Greenard, oh, yeah, you're right, Mikey does have 10 sacks. Hmm. Andrew Van Ginkle, oh, he has 9? They have 19 sacks coming off their edge, and we have 15 off a 5-sack game.
Hey, no, don't you dare knock us down in the sack category, and I'm feeling good about it.
But, I mean, it's just one of those things. But you look, and those guys combined, they have almost 30 tackles for loss. They're playing at a high level off their edge.
They are, and that makes your quarterback probably a little bit uneasy knowing this. Kirk Cousins, he talked about his mindset going into this matchup with Dave Archer.
Yeah, pro football, you have to, good or bad, you have to, you know, walk away and be able to get back on the horse and get ready the next week and treat them all as, you know, standalone events. You know, and certainly we got a challenging opponent and a challenging place up ahead. And I got to dig deep and play our best football, you know, in the last 5 games.
Now, this is one of those times where you guys, you've been in those rooms with guys, you've talked to guys, Tiff, and it's where I'm popping because I'm, you know, just the radio guy that travels with the team. When you come from another team and then you play them and take it to the quarterback position, he knows Brian Flores. He knows some of the things. He's seen some of the things they want to do in defense. Like, how much is that of a factor for Kirk? And then how much is it a factor for Flores where he's trying to give him something that won't be comfortable seeing or has seen before?
I want to answer your question, but my brain keeps going to the fact that I feel like Kirk Cousins might need my brain. Stay with me here. I keep forgetting that he's been in Atlanta, right? And I keep forgetting that he even played there, which is wild to think. But that's what I feel like. You almost have to go into it with that mentality of acknowledging, hey, I was here, and then taking advantage of some of the stuff that you pointed out, which is knowing what they might do, some of it defensively, because you are accustomed to having, you know, gone up against that defense a bit in practice.
Yeah, and Tiff, to your point, this is a team that last year started 4 quarterbacks and has a completely new quarterback room this year other than Nick Mullins and just signed Daniel Jones and drafted J.J. McCarthy and signed Sam Darnold. So,
because he had the Achilles, so that's right. My brain is so far removed.
Where are we at now? 7 quarterbacks in the last 2 years that have started NFL games that have been on the in the meeting room for the Vikings at this point. So yeah, I don't know. You can be forgiven for that.
I'm like, what?
It just, but I mean, I'm sure Kirk hasn't, and I think it is going to be. Look, we know how much his teammates here in Atlanta love him, right? We heard from Drake London. Talking about the confidence that he has in Kirk Cousins. I can't remember the word he used, but it was like endless, just an endless amount of confidence. You know, he's the leader. He's the guy that can get it done. We know how hard he works. I can only imagine, having spent the number of years he did in Minnesota, that the guys up there feel the same way about him. Like a Harrison Smith or some of these other players have to feel exactly the same way about Kirk. So whether or not it's like the actual fan base or the stadium, I would have to think just the friends he probably has up in that locker room, that's what's going to make this more of an emotional experience for him.
Yeah, you think about Saquon Barkley, I guess is the most recent guy to face his opposing team when the Eagles faced the Giants, and how he talked about at the end of the game. And I think most of it was reserved for when the game was over, of going to go up to guys, hugs, handshakes, people probably saying a lot of heartfelt words to him about his career there. And I imagine it would probably be the same case for Kirk Cousins.
Who was it that did that New Orleans like 2-3 weeks ago?
It was Sean Payton against his former team.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah. That wasn't who I was thinking about. Okay. Jameis. It was Jameis Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jameis goes back and plays against the guys in New Orleans and is like, you know, dapping up every single one of them after the game. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some emotion on the line, but I'm sure he will compete nonetheless. And I think
we
all feel.
Video? They don't really do that in football, do they? That's like an NBA thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know that he spent enough time there for a video. Right?
I mean, what was it? Jameis? Were they going to have him?
No, talking about Kirk.
Oh, Kirk spent enough time to be there. I mean,
I think so.
Yeah, I think as a starter, he's a face of the franchise for, 5 years? I just think that he might have a little bit
good 5 years with him. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think there might be some knowledge of what Flores wants to do. I think Flores was there at least 1 year, maybe 2. With him, I kind of forget the timeline because I know Flores spent a year in Pittsburgh. But
We saw that with Zimmer when he faced off with Zimmer.
Yeah, and he even said, hey, Zimmer does a good job of skies and stuff, but it didn't faze me. And Dallas is in a different position. They're not playing. Look, we are in a bad place. We've lost three in a row. Kirk has struggled with 6 picks over his last 3 games. Tiff read the stat earlier. He had 17-7, and then now it's 17-13, right? I think that was what you had.
It was 17-7. Yeah, touchdown interception ratio through the first 9 games, and then the last 3, it's 0-6.
Vikings have won 5 straight. Sam Darnold struggled in a couple, but has started to play better again. They're right for the picking. I said this the other week, and I was dead wrong, but I'm going to do it again. Winning streaks in the NFL.
Can we please say that?
They don't last. Like, they're not as prevalent as, like, in, you know, baseball or whatever. Some of these winning streaks in the NFL, teams just don't go on 5, 6, 7, 8. I know Philly's on one themselves right now. I think they're on an 8-game winning streak. And you look at what the Bills and the Chiefs have been. They're both, what, 10-2 and 11-1. But it's just hard to win a lot of games in a row. And it's also, I think it's not, you're in NFL, I think it might be just as hard to lose 4 games in a row when you have talent like this. So put everything behind you, all that crap behind you, and whatever, Kurt, there's been questions about his velocity and everything last week. I didn't see him. I feel like it was times he didn't step into throws that hurt it. I think that's one of the reasons why he short-armed that ball to Mooney early in the game.
I knew there was a problem when that happened.
So just be confident, step in, and go out there and don't overthink what they're doing. And just, I think Kirk's a smart enough quarterback and a cerebral enough player, football IQ, to figure out what they're giving you and take it and trust your eyes originally. Don't overthink things.
Well, and I think the scary part for Falcons fans is, as they look at it right now, this defense for them is so well rounded. You just mentioned the fact that you know, number one team in the league, what is it, in rushing yards per game. They're not that great against the pass, but they can rush the edge. And so that's what you start. Hey, if you can't run the ball, then all of a sudden, you know, Grenard's pinning his ears back. That's where things, I think, get scary. But I'm with you. Like, well, they were expected to compete the last 3 weeks. They're expected to lose this week.
Receivers need to win. You got to help Kirk, too. You got to win, and you got to win quickly against a defense like this. Even the guy that wears a single digit at the tight end spot.
We are in the thick of it. This is NFL week 14 that we are in. More on the Vikings and Falcons as we push on through the show. We also will give you the latest NFL headlines. And how about those college football playoff rankings? Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the morning shift, before we go in the huddle to give you the latest NFL headlines, let's do some more college football here with Georgia coming in at 5 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Oregon's at 1, Texas 2, Penn State 3, Notre Dame 4, Georgia 5, Ohio State 6, 7 Tennessee, 8 SMU, 9 Indiana, 10 Boise State, 11 Alabama, 12 Miami.
Tiff, I wanted to ask you this too. Boise State and UNLV playing, I can't remember if that's what day that game is, but you've seen those two teams match up. Any chance that UNLV could be able to knock Boise out of that spot? Because I know they're perched as the fourth team.
If they repeat what they did when it came to stopping the run, I cannot remember what week it was that I had that matchup.
It was probably three weeks ago.
No,
it's been longer.
It's like
than
a month now, maybe. But they were able to pretty much slow down Ashton Jeanty in that ground game early on in the game. And it was somewhat different where we didn't see him necessarily break off those big runs until late. Again, he did deal with an arm injury later on in the game. But those big break-off runs that we've seen, the explosive plays that you're used to seeing from him, there weren't a ton of those initially to start that game. So,
man, what a new lease on life that place has had under Barry Odom at UNLV. I mean, a couple of years ago, they went to a bowl game for the first time in like 25 years or something. Something insane.
I enjoyed our conversation with Barry Odom. I enjoyed getting to cover them and just the passion that the kids had in playing for him and the passion, obviously, he has in coaching those group of guys.
They play Friday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought maybe they did.
Army and Tulane plays as well. I mean, there's no way that Army destroys Tulane and UNLV barely beats Boise State and Army would jump UNLV, right? There's no way. There's no way. Because UNLV is 20th in the college football playoff, and Army's at 24.
What's UNLV's best win? I mean, that's what that
what would be Boise
point.
State.
Well, that's
if
true
they
at
win,
that point, yeah. I don't know. That's tough. That's a really good question.
I'm not trying to be like, oh, look how smart I am. But I went and checked the schedule because you would ask. And they're both playing Friday night. And I'm like, there's no way. Because right now, the college football playoff is projection would be Boise State being one of the top five or top four, right, and they would have a bye. And so UNLV's win would carry a lot more weight than a Army win over Tulane.
Tulane got the dog walked on them by Memphis last week.
So I don't think that would happen. There's no way that would happen. Just
disregard.
Yeah, there's just no way. I mean, of course, we don't know with the committee, but
never know. You never know.
And if that happened, and Iowa State, the winner of Iowa State, Arizona State would probably be one of the byes at this point.
Yeah.
Would you have expected Ohio State to fall further after losing to Michigan?
As bad as they looked offensively at home against a team that literally can't throw the ball vertically, it would not have surprised me if, they fell behind Tennessee.
Okay, because I was going to say right now, Tennessee is behind them at 7, and they're also 10-2. Continue.
And it essentially pretty much locks Ohio State into a home game.
It really did. And I'm sitting here looking at this list thinking, did it benefit Ohio State to not play this weekend? I think that's the reason you come up with, although I don't know all the tiebreakers between them. And what would have been Penn State with another loss? I don't know.
Championship weekend.
I think it would be just as cool to watch a college football playoff game at Neyland Stadium as it would be the Horseshoe.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, man. The thought of some of these home games that you could possibly get is crazy. Like you because you're not getting the conference champions or you're not getting the teams that are barely in. These the ones in the middle are like the blue blood teams that are just very good but not getting the automatic bids, you know? So it's I have already had people ask me what I thought a Bama versus Notre Dame ticket would go for in South Bend, and I'm like, I have no clue.
Boy.
I don't even want to know.
Think about that. Just
your firstborn child. All right.
Know. Yeah.
It's time now to go in the huddle. Well, the NFL has announced the 3-game suspension for Houston Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair for repeated violation of rules intended to protect the health and safety of players and promote sportsmanship. This stems from that hit that he laid on Jacksonville Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence on Sunday. And so this came with a very stern statement from NFL Vice President of Football Operations, John Runyon. He said, during your game against the Jacksonville Jags on December 1st, with 4:20 remaining in the second quarter, you were involved in a play that the league considers unacceptable and a serious violation of the playing rules. Video shows you striking the head, neck area of Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet-first slide. So that statement, just that part right there, says that from what they saw, Trevor Lawrence was already sliding down. He went on to say, you led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head neck area of your opponent when you had contact. So it was it goes on and on, but it actually, Runyon said, your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all of those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL.
I agree with the suspension. I have a feeling it'll be knocked down to 2 games. I agree with the suspension. I'm fine with it. No issues with it. However,
I was trying to get to that part of the statement, but I kept reading.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. It's extremely rich coming from John Runyon, who was notorious for being one of the dirtiest players in the NFL when he played, including a video montage where he launches himself into a player who is standing away from a play and hits him helmet to helmet. It's very rich.
I just point out that it was a different game back then? It was a different game back then.
It was.
If the rules were the rules then, you know, maybe you would feel differently about.
I feel that dirty is dirty. And when a player is not even near a play and you launch yourself into him helmet first, it's dirty. And no matter what year, it's just rich that John Runyon said that. That's the thing for me. But I agree with the. I think if the statement comes from anyone else, if Troy Vincent was still the one handing these down, I could say, okay. I get, you know, that the language is fine and the suspension is fine.
I just, to me, this is the entire issue I had yesterday. I came on here and I said, I know it's dirty play. It is dirty. There's just a lot of grandstanding going on around this dirty play. There's a lot of people that are like, oh my gosh, you know, my pearl clutchers. It's like, dude, he didn't come in flying with the crown of his helmet and, like, you know, throw a forearm shiver to a guy and throw him over the fence on the sideline. Like, it was dirty, yes, because it was a hair late and he went at the head and neck area. And let's just leave it at that. I don't need John Runyon being like, you let the fans down. Like, dude, get out of here. Get out of here.
As we bounce forward in the NFL, Jameis Winston, who we saw make unfortunate history in Monday Night Football with, the two pick sixes and then throwing over 450 yards. That's the first time that's ever happened to a quarterback in NFL history. I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on his comments at the podium, which was asking the Lord to deliver him from pick sixes.
I'll say this about Jameis. He stays true to himself, man. He ain't going to change for anybody. He's always been that kind of guy, and he continues to be that kind of guy, and he's had, whether you want to admit it or not, when all things are said and done, he's had a heck of an NFL career because he's that guy. And so if that's what he feels like. There's going to be an Aaron Rodgers documentary come out in, 2 weeks that is going to have him doing all kinds of seance kind of stuff. Like, do what you need to do, man. Whatever going to put you in the right mindset to be able to play quarterback in the NFL, then get her done.
It just makes me laugh. It's funny. I'm glad that I can laugh at Jameis these days.
So I'm glad you brought up Aaron Rodgers, because he's indicated and said, you know, he hopes to be back next year with the Jets. But what does this mean then for that race? I shouldn't really call it a race, but it is a race for the number one overall pick for teams that are obviously not having great seasons right now, like the Jets.
Yeah, I think, what is it, Jacksonville in line for number one right now?
Well, I don't...
they call it the race for number one.
I mean, they just gave Trevor Lawrence a huge money deal in Jacksonville. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I would think the Jets are getting a quarterback. They got a – if there's a quarterback that they think is draftable
– you'd have to do it, right?
Yeah, with no matter what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, because even if you can somehow can't move him and you don't find a way to get out from underneath, you know, Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback next year – financially, then you still want to be set up for the future, right?
I agree with you, because this day and age, if you want to build a team, you have to have a quarterback. When you're starting to build a team, you have to have a quarterback that's not costing you the max.
And just sitting in the room with Aaron Rodgers for a year, you know, watching him break down film with a quarterback's coach or an OC, that's got to be beneficiary. I mean, certainly helped Jordan Love after 4 years.
Mm. When we come back here... It's a Tiffany is in control version of Mic'd Up. That's what this is?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Before we start Which One Wednesday, let me remind you guys that Monday night, not Saturday, Monday night for the pregame for Monday Night Football, I will be at the Hiram Buffaloes. So if you want to come hang out, maybe have a Frosty. I don't know. Come hang out with me up in Ireland. I know Bo's coming. You told me that you'd be there no matter what, so I appreciate you supporting it.
Yeah, you're going to pick me up, and I'm going to ride with you. Yeah, but that's my hometown. I mean, that's Dallas is my hometown, but I used to frequent Hiram, so I'll ride with you.
Shout out to the people in Hiram, man.
I'm not.
It's going to be a party 6 to 8 o'clock Monday night. Don't forget to be there. Tiffany, take it away.
Let's get started now on Which One Wednesday. I just want to give you a heads up, Day-Day and Dylon. Be ready eventually.
Uh-oh.
You'll
see. Uh-oh.
All right, first up for these two is which one is more likely to happen? The MLB now instills the golden at-bat rule, or Marcell Ozuna will lead the league in home runs next season. Just a reminder, MLB's Rob Manfred, he said on the Varsity podcast that there's been some talk of this golden at-bat rule at the owners' meetings. And basically, it is giving an at-bat. You can kind of select from your, depth chart. It's not a depth chart.
Your roster.
of who you want to send up at bat. To, you know, it's a golden rule. It's kind of an exception thing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's Marcell Ozuna leading the league in home runs, because they're going to have the lineup back. He's been on a tear. He's going to continue it. Marcell Ozuna could have won Comeback Player of the Year last year, and not the 23, but the 22 season, he didn't. If Rob Manfred invokes this ridiculous, stupid, just Bush League rule, he should be the first Major League Baseball commissioner that is impeached. They should have an impeachment hearing to embarrass him in front of everyone, because he is trash if he does that. I'm sorry.
Just to give you a clear definition real quick, it was proposed something at the owners' meetings. The concept is that a team could choose one at-bat in every game to use its best hitter, regardless of where they are in the lineup.
It's Marcell Ozuna's the answer to this, and I don't know that Marcell Ozuna's going to lead any league in home runs. He could. Obviously, he's put together a good offensive year. It's a very sluggish start 2 years ago. But to Bo's point, and I have to agree with him on this, it's the worst idea in the history of sports. It's the way, you want to talk about embarrassing him by impeaching him? He embarrassed himself enough over the last 2 days. I have not seen one person that was like, man, what a great idea.
Chipper
Jones
this is tweeted out.
Universally frowned upon what they are trying to do to baseball with this rule. It's ridiculous.
When we impeach Manfred, we should put Chipper Jones as a new commissioner so he can fix all the things Manfred has screwed up.
We can only hope he'd take that job.
Up next, Georgia versus Texas SEC championship this weekend. It is championship weekend in college football. The winner decides who becomes the national champion, or, you know, it won't happen, and why. So that's kind of my twisted version of a which one. So which will happen? The winner decides the national championship, or it won't, and why?
I think your question the, like, it's either SEC team or the field?
Well,
the SEC championship teams or the field?
Is it Texas? Like, if Georgia wins this thing, are they going to go on to be crowned the national champion?
Okay.
If Texas wins, are they going to go on to be crowned the national
champion? Fair enough.
I'll start. I am going to say no.
In my head, it made sense.
The reason why is I do think there's a chance Texas wins this weekend. I do. I think Georgia has proved that they have the better coaching staff, and probably the rosters are very close. Maybe Georgia has an edge. I don't know. It's tough when you have talented rosters. But I will say no only because both of these teams will still be in, and I think both of these teams will have still a really good shot because the loser will get a home playoff game, and the winner will get a bye. I think that you can see a team like Georgia losing and playing another game at home and then rolling in a neutral field. And I think vice versa for Texas. I think Texas could do the same thing. I just think one of these two teams, though, has, to your point, Tiff, has probably, to me, my favorite to win the national championship.
I was going
to
say, if you're going to give me these two teams against the field, I'm taking these two teams. And I think it's been shown time and time again. Look, Clemson's playing in the ACC championship this weekend. Georgia beat the brakes off of Clemson to start the year. It just, Michigan just beat Ohio State. Texas beat the brakes off of Michigan earlier this year. The timing of this game mixed with the fact that I think even the loser is going to host a playoff game on December 20th. I'm taking the winner of this game to win the national title. But even if they don't win this game, I think they still serve a very good shot at winning the national title. I just think both of these teams are head and shoulders above any other team.
So you say yes, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
I'm going to let Mike start first because I think you started the last few times because this – okay. So Cowboys make the playoffs because they still believe that they can. They're inspired by that win that they had over the Commanders last week. Mm. There's still a chance. Mm. Cowboys make the playoffs or Bo cries at least 10 times at the birth of his daughter.
This is a mean question.
That's not mean. Cowboys make the playoffs. Which will happen?
Oh, man, this one's tough. But Bo's going to cry. I just don't know if it's going to be 10 times. Like, he's going to sob.
You don't think
he's going to just be sitting one day and then tears are just going to... No, he's going to sob. He's going to sob. I don't know that it'll be 10. So I would say that the more likely is that the Cowboys make the playoffs. And look, there's been a lot of good comments come out of Dallas, has there not? Like Dak's like, you know, I love, like Jerry Jones is saying, I wouldn't rule out an extension for Mike McCarthy. Like all these good reasons, all these good vibes coming to us. I don't think it's going to happen, but I also don't know if 10 times on the birth. I don't know that Bo can drum up enough tears for that. Although he will sob like an absolute
baby
at the sight of his daughter.
After, you know, it doesn't be immediately after
just
birth, but
weekend.
I mean, just over the, you know.
Over the next few days.
Over the next days, yeah.
I've never been a real big crier. I'm not saying that I won't. I think Dallas has a better chance sitting at 5-7. I'm a weird dude emotionally. I don't know what to tell you. I am not a big crier.
Just not even emotionally, just weird.
You go back to Alabama.
Yeah, is that what you want?
Yeah. But
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. So I would say Dallas makes the playoffs. I will say we went for the anatomy scan yesterday, the sonogram thing, and like the woman was pointing out like, oh, that's a kidney, and I'm like, I just see a dot.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Soup.
You two will not answer this next question.
Uh-oh.
This is for Day Day and Dylon.
Uh-oh.
And this is like the bonus, right? So if you guys, actually, we'll just make it Day Day. Dylan, you'll have to, you know, judge.
I got you. Okay.
So if Day Day wins, Day Day, you can select the winner. All right. Does Drake have a case? What is more likely to happen? As we do know, he was not happy with the Not Like Us diss track from Kendrick Lamar. So he alleges that Universal falsely inflated popularity of the song, and it was done in a court filing on Monday. Again, this was back at the end of November.
Yeah, you don't want me answering this question. Go ahead, Day Day.
Day Day, does he have a case? Which will happen? Will this case, will he win out? Will he not win?
Personally, no, he does not have a case because he himself has probably won out popularity, inflation on some of his songs. This is a light-skinned rapper move, and it's terrible. Oh, he just cannot take the butt-whooping that he received. No. Probably the strongest opinion you've ever heard from me on this show. Away.
This was a strong.
I wasn't even expecting that. Goodness. Wow.
You couldn't pay me to comment on what he just said.
All right, Dylan, weigh it objectively.
Kendrick Lamar is going to Toronto on Father's Day. That's what I heard.
He came for the haymaker. He came for the haymaker. I forgot I was dealing with a Drake Drake fan.
I do agree with Dede in the fact that I don't really think Drake has a case. But I won't say it's for exactly the reasons Dede said. I do think it's just because, you know, this is Drake trying to make a move he's kind of, you know, he's still a little hurt.
You
still
agreed with him. Who do you want to award? I'm like mixing this all up. But who should point go to for Dede's argument? I'm asking you, Dylon, now.
Oh, you're asking me. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it to.
Keep in mind, Bo hasn't said a word.
I'm not speaking. Right.
He's not touching. What's he dropping right. Light skin? These two guys are like, we want no parts of this.
I want nothing to do with that. That is completely out of my lane.
I'll just say this. There are things I'm not qualified to speak on.
enough to know you don't know enough.
We're gonna give this point to Mike just because I also think Mike was the winner today.
Let's go. Even besides
the Drake question.
I don't know where I was going with all this. But hey, it was fun. So.
I actually think that might be one of the best questions ever asked.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Dede's answer, which I refuse to comment on.
Woo! Oh. All right. Maybe you have some thoughts on what Dede just dropping the sledgehammer on. If you're light skinned out there, I am sorry for Dede's comments. Okay? Don't come for us. Come for him if you can do so in the wake up call. Call us at 404-726-09.
Or maybe you don't like Bama being in. Cry me a river.
Yes, well, make your case for your team to be in the college football playoff ranking or for someone to be out. You can do that on the wake-up call. It's next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.